You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
The coup repression takes its toll. Isisobet Murillo is the first victim of the repression of the de facto regime in Honduras, which has been publicly recognized, although the coup authorities deny that the military have had anything to do with her murder. According to eyewitnesses, including a mission of Guatemalan human rights activists led by Nobel Peace Prize winner Rigoberta Menchú, Murillo, 19, was murdered by a sniper on Sunday while she was peacefully demonstrating for the reinstatement of President Manuel Zelaya. The mission of activists says that another two people died in the demonstration, which took place at the airport of the Honduran capital, Tegucigalpa, where the coup perpetrators prevented Zelaya's plane from landing. Despite the incidents and the unanimous rejection of the international community, the de facto government has said that Zelaya's return is non-negotiable. A delegation of Zelaya's government traveled to the U.S. this week to demand the country's authorities to adopt a stronger rejection to the coup, since even though the coup was rejected by the U.S., that country has failed to withdraw its ambassador to Honduras, as several Latin American countries and countries from the EU have done. Sources close to Zelaya said that during the meeting, the president would ask the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to withdraw the visas to the perpetrators of the coup and to suspend the economic support from the U.S. to Honduras. Also, a delegation of the de facto government traveled to Washington to try to expose their viewpoint before the Organization of American States, or OAS, and before the Secretary of State Clinton. But spokespeople of the State Department told the media that the U.S. government did not recognize the dictatorial regime, and therefore it would not meet with its delegation. Also on Tuesday, Interpol rejected a request for the arrest of Zelaya issued by the de facto regime on several charges, including betrayal to the country. Interpol based its decision on the fact that the charges brought against President Zelaya are political and that they lack elements of common law. It criticized Roberto Micheletti's regime for having prevented the landing of Zelaya's plane. The agency explained that if they had let the plane land, the coup authorities could have applied a national arrest warrant. But for Interpol, the failure to do so reflects that the international request for Zelaya's arrest has a purely political motivation.
You're listening to Real World News.